1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, we always tell you about functional technology being a vital part of any business. Cool, part of a business spotlight segment on Long Island. One of our favorites, you know him well, Chris Coluccio from the great TechWorks Consulting, indeed. Check out the TechWorks difference for yourself, folks. You can call them at 285-1527. Learn more on their website. MakeTechWork.com, Mr. Coluccio.
How you doing, Jack?
Great to see you. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you. It's always great to be here.
Wonderful to have you in studio. And Christopher, what are some of the big hits this year as far as the world of technology? Let's get that out of the way. Obviously, your specialty. By the way, somebody had asked me about you, and I've got to get their information to you. They're looking to do a whole IT setup and everything else, but that should be interesting for you.
So you know, obviously, the beginning of every year for us, when you're in the tech industry, we always love to look at CES. Even though it's mostly consumer stuff, we saw a lot coming out this year that can be used for the businesses, you know, and we try to focus on that kind of stuff. So, but there's a lot of cool gadgets coming out. But the big thing that we're seeing is what we're starting to see is products like Alexa and Google that actually can be integrated into the businesses. We think that that's going to be something that's coming out soon. You know, there's going to be new apps for Alexa and other products that we're really excited about. So you picture, you know, walking into the front desk and, you know, instead of either that normal pad that people have to sign into, they could walk up to an Alexa and say, "Hey, Alexa, you know, I'm here for my 2 o'clock appointment with Jay Oliver," and she could point you over to the conference room that you need to be in and ask you if you want a cup of coffee. Things like that are just some of the uses, also for scheduling appointments. So we're really interested to see how this new kind of that kind of technology can be integrated into businesses and help them automate a little bit more, or you know, just do some cool things with it.
You know, it's interesting. I've never been a tech guy. I barely know how to turn on the computer. I'm getting good at it, though. But, you know, I have one of those things now where you ask Google and she answers you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually have that set up now in my house. You know, hey, Google, how are you? What's the temperature outside? So I'm actually getting more tech savvy in that regard. But you know something? It's almost like you're forced, if you have not been into that tech world, so to speak, like I have never been. But I'm getting into it because you have to get into it, right?
Well, I mean, I think that it's kind of like, you know, this is where we kind of diverge. You either just have to let it all go away, or you're going to wind up, there's not much of a choice anymore. It's going to be around us. Well, you know, it's integrated into all the products. It's going to be integrated in the refrigerators we buy, integrated into, you know, we see it in washing machines and refrigerators. And so it's everywhere. So, you know, I don't know that there's going to be much of a choice. I mean, the good part about it is that it's getting easier and easier to use. You know, in some cases, the bad part about it is that this technology is everywhere and we can't get ourselves away from it. So, you know, zaps away some of our lives, I think. You know, so it's like everything else, a balancing act. But, yeah, I don't think that there's any way to get away from it at this point.
You know, and we're talking with Chris Coluccio, obviously, TechWorks Consulting. And listen, TechWorks Consulting does so many great things. We're going to talk all about with Chris in this hour, and in essence, you know, when I look at the, and I stated this with Tom Croce before, Senator Croce, Chris, about how the economy is really going strong. You know, I kind of tie in technology in that world with how this economy is being run right now. Dow hitting 26,000, NASDAQ up at a great point. You know, all the markets, S&P, I mean, everything is just going real strong. I look at Apple and their expansion, largest company in the world, you know, putting aside $38 billion. I mean, it's just crazy stuff happening right now as far as the tech world is concerned. But I sort of say that everything is kind of tied in together as far as that and how the economy is looking these days.
Yeah, so we're actually starting to see businesses that are interested in spending on their tech again, and, you know, companies that have been holding off on their older technologies starting to be able to, you know, in some cases they need to do it. Their older equipment doesn't support the faster internets that are out there or the security that they need to do. In some cases, you know, businesses are starting to get a little excited about being able to, you know, spend on some of the things and advancements that they just weren't able to do before. So I think that, you know, in general, I don't know that, you know, it's really hit yet, but the atmosphere seems to be that they're a little bit more open into some of the newer technologies, the cloud, you know, the things that we're trying to offer to businesses to really make a full IT suite for them, as opposed to, you know, just kind of picking the little things that they need to do at the time. So I think that's really good. I think the, you know, maybe hopefully it's just an attitude that's going to keep on going.
Are you amazed at what Apple is doing out there? And, of course, the latest, I bring this up, the $38 billion. They'll be paying that in taxes on cash overseas and building a new U.S. Campus. They're going to create a ton of jobs. I think it's like 20,000 jobs. Are you amazed that you kind of look at a company like this, the most public, the most valuable publicly traded company, laying out big plans yesterday? I mean, you look at the figures involved here, their pace of spending, their investment. I mean, it's just unbelievable, unbelievable, the creation of these jobs. I mean, it's incredible stuff. When you look at, and a guy like yourself who's involved in some of this stuff, when you look at the numbers, are you amazed?
Well, I mean, I always felt that that atmosphere was there if we were willing to, you know, cut back some of the regulations and give the American business owner the ability to, you know, do the things that they want to do without all of, you know, regulations and taxes and all these things that you guys were talking about in the last hour. I really feel that there's so much ingenuity out here. And even on Long Island, we talk to so many people who have so many great ideas that are, you know, just, you know, sometimes afraid to get into it because they don't know how to get started. And I think if we release that ingenuity, we're going to see, you know, that what Apple's doing on a very large scale is going to start coming down to the businesses of my size and the kind of customers that we take care of. I just feel like, you know, giving us a little bit extra, we'll really reinvest that back into the economy.
No question about it. Chris Colucci, of course, with us. And it's all about TechWorks Consulting, folks. They are a wonderful company, local, of course, 285-1527. See the TechWorks difference for yourself. You can call them. You go on the website, maketechwork.com. You know, and when you look at what's happening on a national scale right now, even an international scale, and, you know, the hacking and everything else, you got a Russian investigation, you got more players, you know, involved here than the game of Clue. The only thing that's missing is Colonel Mustard here. I mean, you know, who else is going to testify? But when you look at the overall, the essence of this investigation, and this is your world, you know, this is how you can safeguard and everything else. I mean, what's your take on all of this?
So, you know, this is a topic that we've taken on this year, and I think a lot of our, people that are in the tech industry and helping businesses out with technology are very interested in. But what we feel and what we're looking at is that the majority of the best way to solve these problems is through the human factor. And what we're looking at is, you know, we looked at a stat yesterday that was 88% of people that work in businesses don't know or understand their company's IT security policies. So the first line of defense that you have against that is the employees and, you know, the people that actually do the work for you, because those are the ones that are getting targeted by these attacks, whether it's at the government level or it's at the small business level. You know, almost 90% of the breaches, they say, come from what's called spear phishing, which is a targeted attack at an employee in order to that they know will actually have some kind of information for you. So, you know, at that level, it really is about getting employees educated and putting together a plan or a way to educate them on the best ways that they can help defend. There's only so much that technology can do. So now we're going to start focusing on educating the employees on what not to open and where to go and the things that will lower the footprint that, and threat that they have.
And it's interesting you say that, because even on your laptops, your PCs, I mean, there are things that you should not touch. I mean, look at your spam folder, for instance. I mean, there's so many things. I get so much junk, it is beyond belief. I mean, I'm like Swiss cheese, all of my stuff.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much garbage I get on a daily basis. The fact of the matter is I just don't open it. You're not supposed to open stuff that you don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, the problem is that the criminals, I guess is the best way to put it, have gotten very savvy at making the emails and the websites look exactly like what you would assume was a legit email. So, you know, one of the things we did as a company is we put up a quiz for sent out to our clients. It's up on our website. If you go to maketechwork.com/quiz, it actually tests to see if your employees would be able to tell the difference between a phishing website or a real website. But what we found is that, you know, of all of those emails, of the phishing emails, all the phishing emails that are sent out there, about 30% of them actually get opened. So that's a pretty tough number. So even though it's not just the regular spam that we were getting before, spam was really just advertising that nobody wanted to deal with. These are actual threats that are being put into these emails and mistyped websites. So we really need to be much more diligent now, because that's where the CryptoLocker viruses are coming from, and that's where these Trojan horses are coming from. They're coming from emails that are really targeted at people that could stop the threats. I mean, they really have the ability to stop it. It's not just it's not just targeting the big corporations, and it's not just targeting the servers and stuff like that. They actually want to attack the machine that's local, and that local machine can then attack the other machines on the network. So we really have to get down to where it's everybody's responsibility in an organization to at least have the basic knowledge of what to look for in there. So there's education on is something that we're focusing on and helping our clients, educate their staff and really get them up to speed.
And that is the key, because the more educated you are, you'll be able to kind of fight off all this stuff. But it still amazes me, in essence. But regarding safeguards in general, are we becoming more savvy in the technological sense about safeguards in general as we kind of, learn more and kind of get more educated regarding so many of these scams out there? I mean, are we protecting ourselves properly? Is it getting better from a tech standpoint?
My answer to that is no. Right now, it's not. There's so many things to worry about in our businesses. There's so many, issues that we talk about, like regulations and all these other things that we have to deal with, that it's incredibly difficult for someone to focus on, IT security and that kind of stuff. And we hope that's why, organizations like TechWorks exist, to be able to help that out. But as of right now, we just don't really feel that, most organizations, it's starting to get out there, but the scams move as fast as the education does. So you really kind of you got to stay on top of it. We've had customers have had emails that said, wire transfer money to the president or the CEO. He needs it right away. And they'll go out and do it. But that's not something that the owner has ever asked them to do in the past. So why would he ask them to do it now? So the scams are very complex now. And we really need to continue some education on it. Unfortunately, my answer on that question is that it's really not that great at this point.
Wow, unbelievable. Chris Coluccio is with us, of course, from TechWorks Consulting. And they're right in Bohemia, folks, right on the service road of Sunrise Highway. Check them out at 285-1527. Go to the website. Fascinating website, maketechwork.com. Chris also is just an expert beyond as far as IT. He did the showroom as far as Apple Honda over in Riverhead, that brand new showroom we spoke about.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
You have any other new? What's that?
We're in the middle of, they're building their new facility right now. We just started it yesterday.
The service center, right?
Yeah, it's just it actually looks beautiful too. So that'll be nice.
Incredible stuff. And this is what it's all about right now, folks. This is the 21st century. You know, we talk about old school coming into the new school way of doing things. Is that still one of the biggest obstacles out there as far as business owners? You know, we speak about people still living in the past. They really kind of have to come forward. I mentioned myself, certainly a guy that has to be somewhat tech savvy. And, I'm becoming a little bit slowly but surely. But is that some of the biggest obstacles out there as far as really kind of turning the corner for a lot of businesses?
I really think it's a focus on looking at what's right for the individual business. One of the things I tell a lot of my clients is that, I'm not here to push technology on you. If your business can make $1 million with people using typewriters, then go ahead and do it. I'm not going to stop that, because that's not what we're here to. So it's really looking at saying, what are the right products for your business, or what are the right processes that where we can put technology into those processes and make you more efficient. In some cases, it's still more efficient, and I still do it, to write my notes on a notepad than it is to try to pull out the tablet and get the battery and get it plugged in or do whatever it needs to do get your ideas or jot your ideas down. So it really is just a focus for the business owners and the, you know, the people who run the business to really look at what processes are out there that are being hindered by not using technology, as opposed to saying that technology is the panacea for every business. So I think that you know, once you kind of flip that switch and you really start looking at the return on investments to putting certain technologies in, and, you know, the compliance and the issues that maybe other organizations that might be HIPAA compliant or have to deal with some of the financial regulations have to put in place, that it's important there. But really, it's more starting to take a look at technology and how it really affects the processes of your business, and not just the fact that you need technology, because in some cases it's a waste of time.
In the midst of the business spotlight segment on Long Island, talking, of course, about Chris Coluccio and his fine company, TechWorks Consulting. That's right. As we always say, functional technology is such a vital part of any business. See the TechWorks difference for yourself, folks. You can call them. 285-1527, 631-285-1527, or more on their website, of course, maketechwork.com. They're right off Sunrise Highway in Bohemia, talking about all the tech world and Apple and, you know, safeguards and everything else, new technology. You know, I always wanted to ask you this, Chris, and, you know, I've always felt that we are so prone to lack of privacy, and I know Twitter has denied it, but there's plenty of claims that it regularly reads private messages that are sent on the popular social network. Do you buy into that? Do you buy into the fact that Twitter has denied all this stuff?
Well, here's the thing. I know there was recently an undercover piece done that has, you know, talked to some Twitter engineers and some other engineers about how they will be able to either push articles down or read people's individual direct messages and stuff like that. And the truth is that every one of these companies has the ability to do this stuff. And it really is, I mean, they may even have some safeguards against it, but there's so much data and there's so much information out there. If their policies aren't rock solid and they're not using real, you know, quality authentication and tracking methods, that these things are available. It's just another, you know, your instant message that you send between yourself is no different than any other message being sent. If they have the keys to the castle, basically. So, in some cases, it's bad policies that companies that we trust don't have in place, which is why I've been an advocate for a Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights, something that we've been talking about, a little bit, where we have some basic rights to what data these companies have about us and what and when and who looked at it. So I think that you know, starting to get some legislation or some rules around that would help. In some cases, it's rogue people who just think it's cool to hack into a celebrity's account, or in the case of Donald Trump, shut down his account, you know, just because they don't like them or they just want to, you know, be able to sell that picture. Or so it's a combination. Like I said, I really think that there's some areas for a privacy bill of rights that all of these companies should kind of adhere to, as opposed to these long, huge, you know, scrolling terms and conditions that nobody else reads, which we're giving away our privacy at every day. So there's a couple things that should be done to take care of it. But right now, we're kids in a candy shop, and the technology is being produced faster than the safeguards are really being put in place.
No question about it. You know, it's interesting. I know Twitter has spoken out. I guess there was a recent report that actually showed footage of, alleged Twitter employees talking about how they often browse the personal direct messages, or DMs, as they're called. And they actually, you know, kind of focused in on one particular clip, one supposed staffer who had seen hundreds of obscene messages and admitted to. So it's, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, regarding this and the admittance of it, at least.
Yeah, until we decide as a community to that privacy is important to us again, And that, you know, it's kind of gone too far, and we start taking it back. And I mean, it's like I said, this is another education piece, just like security. You know, we until we really understand what's being taken from us and what these companies have access to, it's very hard for us to really, you know, wrap our heads around how much is how much of our own data is out there and what access these we've given to these organizations. You know, some of it is asking these companies to and the people that work for them to, you know, act responsibly. And some of it is really, you know, some basic standards that we should ask everybody to adhere to. And if they don't, you know, they don't, they should be fined. I mean, why is my data inside of Twitter any different than my health records that we have these, you know, regulations like HIPAA 4 and other stuff? So there really should be some standards set across these industries as to what they're doing with our data, what we allow them to do to our data, and what access we have to our own personal data that these companies store on us. We don't even have all of that information. We don't know who they sell our data to. We don't know access to our data, and that's I don't think that's correct. I think if we're going to give up that data in some cases for free services or, you know, in order to get a product, we should at least have the ability to know what it's being used for.
No question. I just think you have to be so protective these days of everything you do regarding posting. And I tell my kids this all the time. Be careful because you don't know who's looking at it and who's grabbing your personal information. You got to be very careful these days.
The truth is that it's almost impossible. I mean, I got to be honest with
Can't
you. In this
it.
Day, there's cameras everywhere. You have your phone sitting on your desk that's spying on you. You have Alexa and Google and all these other things that we don't know 100% what the policies are on these devices. You know, they say that they don't record. They say that they're only listening in the background. But we've done tests, and you can ask a bunch of my friends where we'll talk about a product that we've never had any kind of conversation about before. We'll come up with it. We'll start talking about it, and then, you know, within the next day or two, we'll get advertising on it. And we've done this over and over and over again and repeated it. And, you know, all of a sudden I was buying a lawnmower, and I haven't bought a lawnmower in 10 years. So, you know, and there was advertisements all over the place for it. So we did things like that. So it's almost impossible, and it really is going to take a kind of a social change and an awareness in order to rein in some of this stuff.
Talking with Chris Colucci, of course, TechWorks Consulting, talking about the tech world, the ever-changing tech world. I'll tell you one thing, something I've seen that I've noticed that certainly brings me into the 21st century. That's some of these vending machines out there. You know, the old machines, Chris, spitting out the candy and soda and the smokes. It seems like now it is so passe. You got these newfangled machines now. They sell down jackets and cell phones. I mean, it's really becoming you know, part of the industry right now as far as e-commerce. And you talk about revolutionizing the business of vendor machines. That to me is a prime example of how tech has come into this new day and age.
Wait till the next step where that vending machine is just printing out the product that you want instantaneously, because that's what's coming next, where you're going to, you know, order your product online and come over to, you know, if the retailers are smart, they'll put these in their retail facilities that are coming out, where, you know, you ordered a product online and it's printed at that retail facility instantaneously. And in some cases in the future, printed at, you know, in your house to begin with. But that's the, you know, part of it is I see that that's the move towards, you know, automation in an effort to say, well, you know, labor forces are getting expensive and we can't keep up with, you know, the online vendors. So therefore, I can put, you know, if somebody can buy that jacket from a machine that has almost, you know, no labor put into it to get that product in your hands, then, of course, you're going to use that technology to, you know, sell that product and put it where the people are. So, yeah, I mean, that's just the way that, you know, technology, you know, people adapt the technology in order to fit the landscape that they're in. So, yeah, it's cool stuff. I mean, a lot of the stuff's been around for a while, but you're going to see more and more of it because, you know, if I can walk over to a store that has, you know, you go to a gas station now and buy a down coat, if somebody's willing to do it, they'll do it, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. And I even heard to the point some of these machines will actually call the cops if they actually become vandalized. So that gives you a sense right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the big stuff that's going on across our industry is that monitoring and alerting. So now, you know, whether it's we're getting much more savvy now, even in our organization, monitoring everything that's going on with our clients, the access control to the doors, the, you know, the whether or not the server's rooms are cool or if they have water in them or, you know, so these are there's another trend that's going on is kind of these smart buildings and smart products that are alerting us when they're having issues. Now, there's issues with that, too, because we're getting inundated with alerts that we have to now feed through and figure out ways to, you know, keep that data accurate and not, you know, not respond to things that don't need to be responded to and that kind of stuff. So, but you're going to see a trend. It's coming very soon. You're seeing it in the houses with home automation, and you're seeing it in some of the more modern built buildings that these buildings are alerting us when, you know, rooms are too hot or if we're wasting too much energy or so that stuff is coming out everywhere.
Incredible stuff. A couple of minutes left. We have Chris Colucci in-house and TechWorks consultant. You read this other thing regarding Facebook, Chris. I think at least they're trying to fix its so-called fake news problem that gained a lot of prominence, of course, after the election in 2016, last year. Far from actually winning the battle, you know, the fake news phenomenon continues to be a problem worldwide, we know. But I found it interesting, this new report kind of highlights one of Facebook's new efforts meant to kind of remove some of these news posts that might include fake entries from users' news feeds. Incredible stuff there. It's a new report, I think, that the Times actually detailed. And it's called, I think it's called the Explore feature from Facebook. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, from what I know, and this is somewhat of my opinion of Facebook and somewhat of, you know, what I've been talking to, is that a lot of people feel that they're just being inundated with ads in Facebook and videos, and they're skipping over what actually used to be some good content on people commenting back and forth and seeing what, you know, actually talking to really talking to your friends and getting some of their ideas that are out there. And now it's just a, you know, you kind of scroll past that text and you scroll past that to all of these really, you know, advertisements. And then we get down this wormhole where it's just repeated video and repeated video and repeated video. And there's, you know, there's a lot of that going on. So, you know, I myself really don't even look at Facebook at all anymore because I just didn't want to keep going down those rabbit holes. To, you know, as a waste of time, whereas I used to be able to get nice updates and now it's just way too much. So I know that from the business standpoint of that, they're looking to try to limit the amount of that and make it more difficult for the businesses to just, you know, constantly post, which I think is a good thing in that, you know, in that area. That being said, you know, we're going to find another way to kind of the internet allows us to kind of find another way to, if we want to post fake news, get fake news out there. If we want to, you know, get our message out there. So it's good. It's another one of those good and bad scenarios.
No question about it. By the way, speaking of Facebook, I don't know if you read the Mark Zuckerberg, who wants to, I guess, prioritize family and friends over brands.
Right.
He says, though, it could result in lower user engagement, basically. And that could be bad news. You know, when you look at investors, but obviously it's good news for excessive users of Facebook, you know. And I found that to be somewhat interesting.
I think Facebook, you know, with the millennial generation that doesn't really even use it, you know, has to come up with some kind of ways to make it less of an advertising platform and back to a little bit more of a family share platform and the friends and family stuff. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's at some point we're going to hit critical mass with all of these things. And, you know, I feel that they're going to have to do these kind of changes because you just can't have every other, even though I'm interested in it, I just can't have every other article be an ad for, you know, some business, even if it doesn't even look like an ad in most cases, but you get sucked into it. So, you know, there's only so much time in the day and, you know, people are vying for all that time on all these advertising platforms, and that's really what they are. They're Facebook and everything else, Twitter and all these things, they're really advertising platforms for us. So, you know, they're going to have to, you know, like I said, once again, with privacy, we're going to have to figure out whether or not we ever want to pay for this stuff to get rid of some of these ads, or if we're going to, you know, maybe force them to just limit the numbers that are out there. I think for me, Facebook, it's almost useless at this point. I do get some, if I go look for some specific people or if I want to talk to somebody very specifically, I'll use it. But other than that, and even LinkedIn, which is the business kind of equivalent to Facebook, I mean, it's the posts on there are not really business related anymore. It's becoming a mess. And so I don't really use even LinkedIn anymore like that, where I used to use it all the time, you know.
No question about it. Hey, listen, considering there are, 2 billion users of Facebook, and the average person, by the way, spends about 50 minutes a day. That's pretty alarming in itself, but...
There's a lot of concern, and one of the articles that I read recently is that Steve Jobs would be concerned about our... social media addictions and device addictions, because it really is the amount of time that's being spent right now looking at screens really takes away from what I feel, from what a lot of other people feel, from, you know, the times that we used to be able to imagine and think and spend time, just in our own minds. So what we're supplementing that with this high from, I mean, I feel that, you know, a lot of these products are no different than a drug, and they get into your brains and they release that kind of dopamine that makes us feel good while we're doing it, but it doesn't really build a lot of doesn't really make for a great person or a good use of our time in some cases.
Incredible. So, by the way, you bring up Steve Jobs, talk about Apple and being in the conversation with all the news that broke yesterday. Their shares, Chris, climbed 1.7% to 179 and change. I mean, you know, you talk about advances in the business.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is, we talk about this all the time, is that if all of us had, instead of buying the first iPod that came out that was like $300, we would all pretty much be millionaires if we had just bought the shares of Apple stock at the time. So everybody went out, you know, you think about that. It was so excited to get that first iPod or even the iPhone. If we had went out and bought some shares in Apple at that point in time, you'd be in a much better place.
I hear you, my friend. Folks, here's the bottom line. Don't risk your business because of bad technology. That's where Chris's company comes into play. TechWorks Consulting. They'll help you find everything you need to know, the right technology. They'll manage and maintain all of your network servers and devices. You can focus on the most important aspect of your daily lives besides your families, and that's your business. So in essence, if you think the cloud might be right for you, you got to check it out. The Tech Works difference, and you can call them at 285-1527, 631-285-1527. You can learn more on their website, maketechwork.com. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll see you in February. How's that?
See you soon, Jay. Thank you.